Days before the deadline, Iraqis vowed to finish their draft constitution, with the U.S. and U.N. diplomats pressuring Sunni Arabs to accept it. An anti-war vigil outside President Bush's ranch by a mother who lost her son in Iraq draws both sides as it enters its second week. The Palestinian militant group Hamas vows to fight Israel beyond the Gaza pullout, also claiming victory for the impending withdrawal. Sri Lanka imposes a state of emergency after the slaying of its foreign minister, seen as a blow to the island's fragile peace hopes. And a 23-year-old businessman is crowned Mr. Afghanistan in that war-battered country's first-ever national bodybuilder competition. Ray Bassett, The Associated Press.